All right, I guess staying with the criticism theme that we have going here.
Okay, good. It's a good one.
How do you, as a man, how do you bring up things to her when you honestly, from a male point of view, feel like that there's something wrong? How do you, like, what tactic do you use to talk to her? You know, what do you, how do you ease into it, or how do you set her up, or, you know, like, what do you do when, you know, it's like, if she's doing something, or maybe there's something more, when we're in a protection mode, something is probably possibly like hurting herself.
Yeah.
Something like she's placing herself, so you're like, baby, I trust you, but that's stupid. You know, like, how do you kind of,
One of the things that I've learned is that there's no way to criticize women without upsetting them. It's impossible. I mean, in our workshops, one of the things we ask is that women not talk to each other when we're talking. And in the last 11 years, we have tried every way of correcting that without offending them. We've addressed it from the front of the room as a generality. And then they've expressed that they were embarrassed when we said that in front of everybody. I mean, we just said, we've noticed some of you are talking to each other. It's very distracting. Please don't do that. And we'll hear later, I didn't like being singled out. You know, we've really, really, honest. We've tried writing a note. Could you please not speak to the person next to you? It's very distractive. Thank you, your workshop leader. You're wonderful. I mean, we even like praise them and then please don't do this. That was so impersonal, writing me a note. Couldn't you say that to my face? Couldn't you at least take the time to talk to me? I mean, I swear, we have to, right, PAC staff, you're here, right? We have tried everything. Nothing works. So given that nothing works like without pain, I can tell you like what's the least painful, okay? So the least painful for your first example, it would be to first tell her what you appreciate about her. I love how you do this. I love how you're this way. I think this is really great.
Tell her what you appreciate.
Almost done.
Yeah.
About her. Okay.
Yeah. So start with appreciating her. That makes her feel safe. And then say, there's something I need from you.
Something I need. And I take it the need word is important in that sentence.
Yeah, it's a good word. It's a very neutral word. There's no accusation in it. It's not you're doing something wrong, even though she'll think that. It's just, there's something I need from you. And it's like, because we want to give you what you need first. Oh, what do you need from me? I need you to say blah, blah, blah when you want such and such from me. Or I need you to, when I walk in the door, I need you to give me a few minutes to adjust. And I love being with you. I can't wait to be with you. But I got to settle into being at home first. I need whatever it is that you need. Our work is all about partnership. It's all about being in this together. And we teach women how to ask men for what the women need. And then there's a question. There's a question to be asked, and I call it the partnership question. And the question is, now that I've told you what I need, what do you need to give me what I need? Right there is the partnership. Before that, it's a demand. I need this, pony up, right? Right there, we're in this together. What do you need to give me what I need? And in that, whatever gets expressed, that's where a deal is made. That's where a deal is made. Okay, I say this, and then you say that, and this will turn out. Okay, we got a deal. And that's really what partnership is all about. It's all about negotiating all kinds of deals.
Okay. Because and once we've been our typical male selves and dished out the criticism, so is there any way, time period, to try to say, I'm sorry, you know, you can smack me, like, whatever, like, what? Once we've made the offense as stated, how do we, is it possible to even try to help or not help or shut up? Or
it is possible to help, and attempts, you certainly get credit for attempts. Do you know that you want to? And I'm sorry is just a huge, huge thing. But you could just say, you know, I didn't say that very well. You know, if I could say it again, I wouldn't have said it that way, and I'm sorry about that. I would say that this is what I need from you.
Okay.
So just go, just try to fix it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Great questions.